The TBD project stands for To Be Determined and is the brainchild of the governor. Over the last several months, the TBD group has held meetings across the state on healthcare, education, transportation, the budget, and state workforce. Hickenlooper says it was important for the process to be nonpartisan and outside of government.
We wanted to go in as much as humanly possible with no preconceived outcomes. We wanted to make sure that we had constructive and collaborative discussions about some of the gnarliest issues that the state faces.
The recommendations say conflicting parts of the Colorado Constitution, such as Amendment 23, which requires more spending, and Taper, which restricts revenue, cannot continue to coexist. Greg Maffei is the CEO of Liberty Media and chaired the TBD board. Maffei says the state's tax structure isn't keeping up with the needs.
Many of the fastest growing sectors of the economy are either exempt from tax or taxed at a lower rate than other sectors. Even though Colorado's revenues are now increasing, as the economy begins to recover, the state will be unable to grow its way out of the coming fiscal gridlock unless structural changes are made.
But the report is vague on what those changes should look like, and Governor Hickenlooper wouldn't commit to anything specific. He says it'll take a lot more discussion to get the public on board with any big changes.
You know, ultimately, the voters of Colorado are going to have the final say on any kind of significant changing in finances or reconsideration of the Constitution and these initiatives. The more facts we can give them and the more closely we can hear them, the higher, I think, the probability that we'll get to really valuable outcomes.
In the past, Hickenlooper said it's impossible to raise taxes until people feel government is operating efficiently and not wasting the money it already has. Lawmakers will read the full report in early December. Many Republicans have said they would not support any tax increases. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.